Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
Good morning. Welcome to Medicine on Call. It's Dr. George. I guess it's going to be a little bit of an eclectic show today because there's a lot of things going on from a medical standpoint. I don't know if you saw the ad yesterday or the article yesterday about the CDC allowing people with HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases to have access to the United States. Basically, you can come on in, don't have to be tested, no consequences. They estimate it's going to be, I think, $100 million cost to the U.S. government per year, I guess, in healthcare costs. And it's all good because they have other things they need to concentrate on. Now, I was appalled and taken aback, to put it mildly, that it's okay for the government, who's supposed to be protecting us. You know, the CDC is supposed to have our health, our health lives or whatever you want to put it. That's what their job is to protect us from disease. So it's okay to have communicable diseases, people who you know are infected, but you don't know their character coming into the country. I mean, let's just examine the worst case scenario. You have a bunch of people who come in with various sexually transmitted diseases with the mindset of, oh, well, you know, or I got mine. I'm going to take whoever I want out with me. Suppose they're a criminal. Suppose they're rapists. Suppose they enter relationships with American citizens and don't tell them the truth. You've just exposed your population to diseases that potentially are life-threatening. And on the flip side, the CDC came out yesterday, or the government, I'm not sure which, with numbers on how many people in the United States have HIV already. I think it's about 1 in 292 people. That's what they're saying is going to come down the pipe for infections of HIV in our country. And if you look among black people, it's supposed to be 1 in 48 for men and 1 in, I'm going to have to look this up again, but it's some crazy number. 1 in, I think it's 92 or something like that among black women. A quarter of Hispanic men will become infected. We're talking about the gay and bisexual. But for those that are bisexual and don't tell their partners, women are now on the hook. And so now you're letting a whole influx of people come in with known communicable diseases. I just don't get that. How can you possibly get an epidemic like that under control down the road? And let's say you do. What about the cost to the healthcare system? It's already bankrupt. Now you're going to add a ton of folks who potentially will have complications, need to be hospitalized, have opportunistic infections. Where does this stop? You know, I'm just appalled that the government, it's just not surprising anymore. They don't have our best interests at heart. I don't care what it is. If it's our safety in terms of, letting criminals and terrorists into the country without, checking anybody, under the guise of everybody's good, you're racist, sexist, if you don't want anybody to be checked. I want an open country. My dad, as I said multiple times, was an immigrant who came here after waiting to be sponsored by his aunt, who went to England, went to Venezuela when he left, Antigua, and he came here legally, spent 50 years here as a productive citizen, paid his taxes, and I don't see why anybody else can't do that. I understand if you're under duress, if you're in a war-torn country, I get that. But that's not exactly what's going on anymore. Now it's become a free-for-all. And I don't know if you heard in California, but I think they passed the law that you can just come in with the illegal immigrants can have driver's licenses now. So basically, that's your ID. It no longer means you're an American citizen. It just means you just have some official ID, which means anybody and their mother can vote, which means your country no longer is your country. And if I were on that side of it and I was here illegally, I would vote for as many freebies and as open borders as I could possibly get, because it means I can bring my family members in. I can just have carte blanche. And I had a conversation with a friend of mine. And, you know, the mindset or the theory is the illegal immigrants pay taxes and they're adding to our country and blah, blah, blah. Most people are off the books. Let's be honest. And the second piece of it is they send remittances back to their country. The only people, the only entities that really benefit from this is things like Walmart, who use this money. They go to the shop, these places, and they send their money back. It doesn't benefit the country as a whole. Economically, it doesn't. If you really, really be honest about it and not be PC, it's not appropriate. This is money under the table. It's money off the books. It helps businesses, big businesses, you know, use cheap labor and drive down the wages. You know, this is not a political show most of the time, but this is serious now. We got to make some decisions and choices based on, do we really want to have a country with borders on it? And it does matter. And you can't give to people unless you take care of yourself. That's really the underpinning of this. And it goes back to medicine. If you're everything to everybody and you give, 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 and you deplete yourself, you cannot be a parent or, you know, a mother or father. You can't give to people because you can't take care of yourself. It's the same principle. I don't know what your take on it is, but that's pretty shocking in my opinion that you can just let everybody and their mother come through. What about Zika? What about Ebola? That was just like the tip of the iceberg. This is now policy that you can let anybody with a communicable disease into the country. I wonder if you even track them and when they're in the country. Probably not. It's unacceptable. I don't know, what's your take on that, Dave?
You know, I guess my take on all of it is if they do something like that with a communicable disease, how many, I guess my major concern right now is the terrorists, more so than the undocumented or the ones that are crossing the border from Mexico or whatever. And, you know, Charles Cook brought up a point the other day, too. It's not, there are not that many Mexicans coming across as there are South American, you know, they're coming through Mexico and then coming across. And you hit it on the head. We have no tracking. We have no, once they're in here, they're in here.
No, and, they don't. And it's a pipeline at this point. And yeah. It's been, follow the money again. We have, you know, the government, we have some religious organizations who are in bed with the government making $8,000 per family that comes in that they house. It's a money-making venture. And now there's a huge influx of children, unaccompanied minors, again, coming across the border. Whether you, and this is not a humanitarian question anymore, is it fair and is it safe for children who don't have parents coming into the United States, you don't know where they are, and now they want to put them up in closed military bases and make them into orphanages? I don't care what side of the question you're on. That's ridiculous. You want a 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 year old, 7 or 8 year old in army barracks with God knows who watching them, no parental protection. They are grist for the mill. I can imagine. Those are the people we know about. What are the ones that get, you know, annexed into the sex slave or the sex trafficking industry? It's huge. And nobody talks about that. So while people are encouraging this, they don't have the protections in place to take care of these children, and they will become adults at some point. And what kind of people are they going to be? Emotionally damaged, physically damaged, and the natural thing to happen is you have a lot of anger that you're going to take out on somebody. And now we're going to have a disarmed population to bear the brunt of this. Ask Europe how this is working. It's really unbelievable.
It is, and you know, Atlanta is, as we sit here, Atlanta is one of the biggest traffickers of teenage and young sex offenders. It's just mind-boggling,
and
so many times I've said this. I've said it this in the last 3-4 days. I can't believe we're even having this conversation. You know, it's beyond me that our country has gone this route. And where is the stopping point?
I don't think there is one. It doesn't seem to be one. It just seems to be a free for all. And let me just say what the STDs are. Gonorrhea, syphilis, and including communicable diseases like leprosy and tuberculosis. Meanwhile, we said it in the show before, but understand that tuberculosis that we're talking about a lot of the times is the multiple drug-resistant variety. You cannot treat that. It is communicable. You could be in a line with someone cough in your face, and there you go, and you can't be treated for it. So, I mean, this is just, if it were physicians, it'd be malpractice. But this is the government, and it's unbelievable. They don't protect the citizens. And yet, if you raise the question, you can bet your bottom dollar someone will come after you for not being inclusive and not being, you know, you're not being politically correct. This is not even a microaggression. This is putting everybody at risk. I hate that word. Microaggression is just the stupidest thing ever. However, you know, let's use some terminology that these folks can understand. This has an effect on everybody. What happens when it's your child is in school with one of these little children who has one of these communicable diseases? Are they going to plant TB tests on everybody? They don't even do that. Maybe if they would do that and then put them in quarantine so you can actually know what the child or the adult has, protect the society at large, protect the individual. This is not even going to go on. They're just going to come on in, live with whatever family or in whatever church, whatever military base. And I can tell you, if you're in a situation where there's tons of people, let's say a military barrack or some sort of situation where there's a lot of people, one person with TB will infect the entire lot of them. And no one's being tested. They think this is awesome? I mean, I can't even believe these people are actually health officials.
When do we all start wearing masks?
We need non-rebreather masks is what we need. You know, I need hazmat suits at this point. Now they're telling us the Zika virus is sexually transmitted and there's 14 cases in the United States. But yeah, that makes sense. Let all the flights keep traveling from epicenters in South America to the United States. Let people just keep going. Does that make sense? It really boggles my mind that if it really is communicable, you're worried about an epidemic, you just let free travel go and go and go. And that, honestly. But if you look at it on the other side, I know we probably could take a break in a minute, but I just want you to ponder this as we go into the break. Who stands to gain if you have communicable diseases out the wazoo, especially things like Zika, where they don't have a vaccine yet, but they're working on one? And I just want you to think about this. When it first broke, the officials in Latin America told women there in Brazil, don't get pregnant until 2018. How do you know when to tell someone to get pregnant? You know, just think about that as we take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call. Welcome back to Medicine on Call. You know, this has never been a politically correct show, but I'm generally more muted and more low-key in my approach to things. But this is something that potentially, given the means to run a course, affects every single person in the country. Anything that's sexually transmitted or communicable by coughing or sneezing on somebody without a cure for it, and something that can be passed generationally, genetically, like Zika, for example, why isn't there a firewall? I don't understand that. Where is the Surgeon General?
Do we even have one?
I think we do. I don't know. I can't remember now.
I gotta go get one.
Oh, yeah, no, we do what we do. This is the guy who was a pediatrician who was all about guns are, what is it? It was like some sort of health crisis. He tried to tie gun ownership to something against, you know, it's anti-health for some reason. I don't subscribe to that. I think and statistics have shown that people who actually are certified and get their license the right way are the most law-abiding people in the country. And all you're going to do, if really, again, stop with the rhetoric and the neurolinguistics, etc. Most people who have guns don't shoot other people. It's the criminals. You are not going to take the guns out of their hands. All you're going to do is take the guns out of the people who would be able to help you. I don't care who you are. I can tell you personally, if I'm in a movie theater, I want a concealed carry person in that movie theater with me. I mean, I'm not sheltering in place, waiting for the police to come. How many minutes is that going to be?
Oh, it's what, 4 to 7 minutes before?
At least.
At least.
Ask France how that works, right? They're the strictest gun control, one of the strictest gun control countries on earth. And those people were sitting ducks. You know, these guys are going to the lowest hanging fruit, lowest common denominator. The easiest people to get are schools, public places, gun-free zones, and you keep announcing them, military bases, which I totally don't understand. How's a military base a gun-free zone? But common sense needs to start ruling at some point, where we know we've tried it for 8 years or longer, where it's all about, you know, United States needs to come down and be part of the global society, blah, blah, blah. But people look to us to be, or have looked to us, I don't know if they do anymore, to be the arbiters of what is ethics, moral, fairness. We don't seem to have that mantle anymore, and it's really sick. And you see how China, et cetera, is buying up businesses, and at the stock exchange in Chicago, right? We're just, it's like a wholesale at this point. And nobody's saying anything about that. Maybe they just want us backbiting each other, yelling and screaming about, I'm the biggest victim, so that we're not paying attention to what's going on. I mean, this, it is unbelievable, actually, what's going on in the country. And there's nobody minding the store. Everybody's out, or they want us to be out for ourselves, not pay any attention to what we all have in common. No. It's time to stop listening to what people say. I don't care who they are, whether it's Republican, Democrat, and follow the actions. People, I mean, I listened to a lot of stuff last night on TV, and it was just incredible. The things that people said about their stance on things and their actions are completely opposite. Anybody who's going to tell me that they're for the country and for individual rights and they voted for TPP should pay attention. You know what TPP is, folks? It means that your freedom of speech, your ability to get medication affordably is all going to be trumped by corporate interests, global corporate interests, and they can come after you personally. There's a, I think it's in the UK at this point, but it may be coming here. I don't know. Sorry, it's part of TPP. If you go against a copyright for Hollywood, for example, they can come after you personally. They can take your property. They can put you out of business. And we're talking about just mentioning them in a blog or something innocuous. You no longer are considered to be, it happened by accident. It's malicious now. I don't care if you're private or commercial. They don't make a designation anymore in this TPP of you doing something for an industrial purpose to make commercial gain. You can be a Joe Schmo sitting on your couch, you know, tweeting something or hyperlinking something, and they're going to say it's copyright. That's the difference, and you're going to be come after by a multinational corporation with a government, full force of the government behind them. That's unacceptable. That's what TPP is. And the medications, we talked about it, but I want to mention it again. If there's a medication that's been on the market forever, there's an example of the guy who raised the medication 700%. That medication is like $7. It's been on the market globally for years and years. And he co-opted it, saying that it could be used for a novel orphan disease, meaning that it wasn't a lot. It was for something special, which means he could control the price of it. TPP allows that to go on across the board. Every pharmaceutical company can do that. So imagine that one $700 pill magnified, and it'll always be the things that you most hold dear. Cancer care, children's diseases, communicable diseases, vaccines. You know, they're going to go through the roof with a ton of things, and we're not going to be able to fight it. And I mean, this is just, it's medical fascism at this point. The vaccine industry has gotten such a foothold into the legislative process that they're now mandating vaccines. You don't have a religious exemption in California, and it's growing across different states. That's against the, I don't know if it's Geneva Convention, I can't remember which one, but it's against your freedom to control your own body. And they're trumping that. They're trying to take that away from you. You cannot let it happen. And while they have all of us just spinning, all this stuff is being passed. Our Congress has ceded authority. I don't know what they're getting. They must be getting huge paychecks to do so. But we have to stop this. You know, and once it's written into the law, into the letter of the law, it's going to be very difficult to stop it. They now want a database, a vaccine database, of all the people who's ever gotten a children, when they get a vaccine, they enter a government database. They want to centralize that. So they'll know from cradle to grave at some point whether or not you ever got a vaccine. And that's the ones who they're going to come for. And guess who thought this one up? It was Hillary Clinton back in the day when she was doing her Hillary Care crap. That came out from under her rock. And then it got into legislation. Nobody's talked about it, but it's in there. Now they're trying to implement it. Just imagine, they want a gun registry, they want a vaccine registry, and they're going to track you and make sure that you follow the letter of this law, and you go under the yoke of what they want you to do. Is it for your benefit? I don't think so. It's for control. And that's a whole nother conversation about vaccines and vaccine safety. And, you know, we should probably get into it after the break, because I think it's coming up in a few minutes. But unless you can tell me that vaccines absolutely do what they say they do for everybody that gets them, then you should not mandate it. And to top it off, they're not even effective. It's like 6% effectiveness of the flu vaccine, for example.
I heard on Fox the other day, one of their doctors was touting that, you know, everybody should get a flu vaccine. And then he turned right back around and said, but the reality of it is it's only 50% effective at best.
If they get the right formulation,
yeah.
Maybe.
But, he was talking about this year's vaccine, and I'll flip my coin. You got a 50-50 chance of
you
not getting it.
You have a better chance of taking zinc and vitamin D and vitamin C and sleeping, washing your hands, of not getting sick than you do of taking the vaccine. That's reality. And all this, let pregnant women take vaccines as if it's the most awesome thing, is ridiculous. On the insert, it tells pregnant women not to take it. Read the inserts. Anybody going into any physician office, ask to see the insert and read it. Or better yet, go online, go to the drug manufacturer website, and they all have their inserts on there, and read them. They tell you they don't know what's going to happen.
At least on the internet, you can blow them up to where you can read them.
That's true. You can blow it up. You can get the reader to read it for you. You can do a lot of things, but you have to start making some positive, you know, actions with intention to protect yourself. I no longer, and it's been a long time since I've said, well, I'm just going to trust the government or anybody else to tell me what to do. I don't subscribe to that because it usually is against my interest. You have to figure out what your interests are. Does it serve you and your family? Does it put food on your table? Does it secure your job? Those are the things you have. Does it protect your physical safety? You need to start thinking in terms of that, and then you can make a conscious decision. Those guys in D.C. are not interested in what's safe for us. They're interested in getting reelected. They live for that. It's the next round. Once they're in, they start fundraising for the next time, the next round. I mean, someone like Bernie Sanders has never had a real job. That's scary. He's going to tell the country, I know how to make jobs. I know how to get business to come to the United States. It's a one note, and he's missing the point. I know we have to take a break. Let's go there on this one note. Somebody said if you took all the wealth from all the one percenters, it wouldn't give people, it wouldn't run the country for about, 6 days? Or it's done. And once you've done that, you have to create wealth from the ground up. You cannot take stuff from people and run a country. Yeah, they're criminals. I agree. But they should be put in jail. But you need to actually promote the individual to be productive. This system that they're trying to create doesn't promote that. It promotes, I'm a victim, you pay me, with someone like a gun to your head trying to make you pay them. On that note, let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare. But for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. I want to give you, I'm looking for the link for it, but there is an article that came out. Actually, there was a study that came out a couple back in 2011 by a scientist in New Zealand who found that the HPV vaccine contains live HPV DNA, which means as you inject someone for a vaccine, you're actually infecting them with HPV. As I said, when it first came out, the stuff was never tested. So they fast-tracked Gardasil, for example, to get it to the market after this hysteria about everybody's going to die of cervical cancer, when only 4,000 people in the country a year die from cervical cancer. And most of those people have a poor immune system, they have other medical problems, they don't take care of themselves, they don't get physical exams. 80 or 90% of HPV is cleared by the body without anybody doing anything to you. So the mass hysteria about you need to inject all little girls and now boys, it was a money-making venture. As soon as they passed that law that the vaccine manufacturers were held harmless for being sued for anything that happened with their vaccine, you just open a floodgate for whatever. I will never take a vaccine, especially for any of these big ones, Zika, Ebola, HIV. Are you kidding me? Once you have, if this is any example, you've got live HPV virus within the vaccine. The polio vaccine had, SV40, which is simian virus, which causes leukemia. That was in polio. That's documented. So how many people now, and there's in this, how many seniors, how many people who've gotten the polio vaccine in the 50s, 60s, 40s have cancer because of they took the vaccine? You know, there's a risk and reward to these things. If you're going to start off with something that's tainted, then there's a problem. And you're mandating that people get this. You're putting parents in jail. You're taking kids from parents and putting them in foster care because the parent doesn't want to give the child a vaccine. When on the flip side, they talk about herd immunity. You don't have to vaccinate 100, if this is true, you don't have to vaccinate 100% of the population. You only need to vaccinate a proportion of it to protect everybody, technically. So they changed the goal, moved the goalpost, changed the game, changed the rhetoric, all for the ultimate goal is to vaccinate somebody every year for the rest of their life for something. When natural immunity, works better than fake immunity that you've given somebody with a shot. I will always be protected from mumps, measles, chickenpox. To this day, when they test in the hospital for titers, they're off the roof, they're off the chart. But had I had a vaccine as a kid, I would have to keep getting you. You need boosters for a reason, because it doesn't last. And it also causes the disease in a lot of cases. I mean, this is just a long... It's so many... It's like an onion. The more you peel it, the more crazy it gets. So all of these outbreaks of diphtheria and measles and I'm convinced, too, personally, that shingles is a reaction to all those children who got the chickenpox vaccine. Their immune system is screwed with, and they're more susceptible to getting shingles. Used to be seniors got it. Very, very rare. I saw a 20-something-year-old person in my office with shingles a couple weeks ago. This is something's wrong with the system. Why is cancer rate going off the chart? Why is HPV-related cancers going off the chart? We in ENT see head and neck cancers now with HPV as the underlying causal factor. Used to be smoking, used to be drinking. Now it's HPV. Why? You know, just ask yourself these questions. Any thinking person would have to ask themselves this. And anytime someone stands to gain and make a ton of money off of it, and they get to drive the conversation, and then you have the government buying it from them, it's too incestuous. There's no voice out there that's really given any kind of credence when it doesn't toe the party line. You're crazy. That's the first thing. You're a quack. All these other things they try to label you with, but do your own research. Decide for yourself what you want to put in your body, and if the benefit really outweighs the risk. And if you don't know what the risk is, or if your doctor says they don't want to answer the question, they want to poo-poo you, kick you out of their office, then you need to find another physician. But it ultimately comes down to us. Again, nobody can make us as a group, as a country, as humanity, go along with this stuff unless we let them. This is a small group of people in the scheme of things running the show. But if people stood up and said, I'm not giving my child a vaccine, I don't care what you say, and a whole group of parents did that, it would stop immediately. Vote the people out who are taking money from the vaccine industry. And that was proven in California. One of the doctors who voted for this mandate was getting money from the drug company, the same company that makes the vaccine. What kind of thing? And it was bought out. It wasn't like it was a hidden thing. You need to start making some moves. And I know that the elections have question marks to them. There's a lot of fraud, but you can't perpetrate fraud when enough people vote. That's where they get you. When you don't come out, then they can do whatever they want. Flip it, not, you know, throw out some votes. What is it? Flip a coin or have a card. That was fascinating. You can win 6 times on a coin flip, or you can use, you know, a deck of cards to figure out who wins. I don't understand how that works in our society. But that doesn't happen when overwhelming people come out and decide that they want something. We need to do that on all fronts. I don't care what it is. And if we don't, I don't think we're going to have a country very much longer in order to fight for.
Listening to you, it comes back down. You're talking medicine. You know, we talk a bunch of different subjects here, but it comes back down to one scary thought, in my opinion. We've got 47 to 52% now of the population that could vote, that want to be on the dole, on the government dole. And you're talking about people educating themselves towards vaccines. Well, they won't. It's not going to happen. And, you know, like you said, it's over with, or could be over with, because you can't educate them. I mean, how many times have you heard this? And I can hear people saying it. Well, if the government says it's okay, well, it must be okay. And if I can get a free flu shot, or if I can get a free vaccine and the government says it's okay, well, you know, it must be okay. You've got to admit, I mean, that's and what the government has done through the pharmaceuticals and all the rest is they've dumbed people down to the point you can't get in school without your vaccine. You have to have your card to mm-hmm. prove that your kid's been vaccinated mm-hmm. and all this kind of stuff. And they've promoted this to the point that, you know, I haven't been in your office, nor have I been in your office when you had a patient in there, but how many patients have told you, well, if the government says it's okay?
Not many.
Really?
Because, no, actually, not my patients. And actually, I've had people say, no, I don't want to get a vaccine. I don't get them. And I'm like, go for it. I don't either. You know, it's like an honest conversation. And most people, at least there's a growing number. You're right. There are a certain percentage of people who just really, they have no clue. They don't even know who Judge Scalia was, for example. They don't have a clue. They're just going along like a flotsam and jetsam. It's amazing. I don't know how people exist like that, but you know they are out there. But you don't need a majority of the country to change direction. You don't. You need people who are going to stand up and make a stand, take a position, and act on it. That's what you need. You need people to not buy these products. You need people to vote these people out. You need people who reward people who don't do the same thing. Whether you like Donald Trump or not, no one can argue the fact that he's not run by big money. That's refreshing. I don't want to see any big interest, whether it's from Wall Street, Vegas, any of the power players, all these talking heads who are supposed, you know, kingmakers. It's great that they all don't like him. That means there must be something about him that's authentic, that they can't run and they don't like that. They can't control it. Why, you know, how we talked about Bernie Sanders for a while back, but the Republican side is no better. What job, what business has Cruz, Rubio, Bush, Carson, any of those guys, what have they run? Have they run a payroll? Have they had to make payroll? Have they had to forego paying themselves in order to pay their workers? Have they had to figure out what kind of new spin can I put on my business to stay open? They haven't done that. They've all been given government money or institutional money, getting a paycheck. And they're schmoozing to make sure that the endowment goes up. Or they've been on the board of Kellogg or whatever. Are you kidding? Does that equal going up and getting a job and you sink or swim based on your talent only? That doesn't make, I mean, you're making Kellogg richer. That's supposed to make me want to vote for you. It doesn't. It doesn't. I want someone who's been out there in the trenches, who's actually had to provide and make jobs for somebody, who understands you've got to play a game with all this, too. You have to actually work with people. You can't be an ideologue because you won't have a job. That's someone who's going to be able to work across party lines, not someone who's going to say, we've already dealt with that for the last 8 years. And what we have is signing statements. You know, we have executive orders and we have nuclear options. That's what we have. And it's going to be the same thing on the other side. Probably not. But nothing will happen. Or worse yet, everything that's been going on, and I said it before, Obama just pushed through what Bush started. He didn't do anything different than Bush. Maybe he closed Guantanamo. Okay. But the rest of it has been Bush policies on steroids with a little social engineering sprinkled in to make sure that the Bush policies don't get reversed. If you have enough people in the country who like socialism, who like freebies, who love the government to take care of them, and you keep letting them come in, you give them free education, you give them the ability to vote without being citizens, they're going to vote for more of what they know. You're changing the government, the country by social engineering. This is what's going on. While you're making people who have been here, whose families have been here, the pariahs, something's wrong with you. For not wanting to protect what you have had or a life that you know, whether you're black, green, white, whatever. And how you do it is you make the history of the country irrelevant or somehow bad. Now, if you're white male, all of a sudden you're just the worst person in the world. Forget about what came before. nobody's contributed. I mean, white people have never contributed. Everybody's racist. Everybody's a victim. Whether you're a woman, you're, you know, everything's sexism. If you're black, you can never get ahead because you're black. Why do you even live, exist? And I'm talking about the Black Matters people, not the white people saying this. One of the main starters of Black Lives Matter committed suicide. So is this like some sort of mass mind control where you start to believe that I'm black, I can never get ahead? Why bother? That's exactly what he said, pretty much, in his suicide note. So you're in a college, you're in the 1%, you're in the position where if you graduate, you have a skill that you can use to do, the sky's the limit, and you believe, you've caused yourself to believe at this point that everybody's against me, everybody hates me, I'm black, I can never survive, so this is easier. That is a problem. And I wonder if that's some sort of psychological psyop that's been going on to make people literally internalize and hate themselves to such a degree while they're saying everybody hates me, but it's really internalized. You got a whole generation of these kids who are totally screwed up. And you've got white kids now who believe that I should have white guilt. I took it from somebody. I'm not worthy. And you have black people. It's sick. You've got gay people saying it. You've got women saying it. This whole millennial generation is completely screwed up psychologically. Everybody's a victim, but everybody's awesome at the same time. On that note, let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call. Welcome back to Medicine on Call. You know, in the break, you know, the thing that came to me, this is like learned, it's learned helplessness, but it's being used as a weapon against people. It's being just infused into the mindset of the society. And everybody has got some form of it. White people are supposed to have white guilt, so they should just cede everything, just give it up. Black people are supposed to have self, you know, loathing and worthlessness because you're black, you can't succeed. You can't make it on your own. You need the government to help you. The Latinos are supposed to think, you know, we need to have open borders because that's right. You know, the whole country should just be annexed into South America or whatever. I mean, everybody, the feminists are supposed to think that women just think with their body parts. Doesn't matter if you're pro-life, somehow that makes you anti-women, which I don't get. The seniors are supposed to just, you know, get into hospice and pull a plug on themselves. I mean, everybody's got this thing where they're the biggest victim. Nobody can take responsibility for their actions. Doesn't matter. This is another conversation I had with my office staff. For the Black Lives Matter issue, if it were real, it would be everybody. Black, white, green have been victimized in some way by this police state. You are guilty until proven innocent. You'll be shot on sight. That's how the police are being trained. Shoot first, then figure out what's going on. Doesn't matter if you're black or white or green. But you lose the argument when you don't say all lives matter and only black lives matter. And to top it off, the ones that people get all up in arms about are criminals. It's not the people who are doing the right thing. They don't get parades. They don't get, you know, marches. They get ignored. And the people who are doing questionable things at the time are the ones that are hyped, the questionable ones. There's a problem with that. You know, take a step back. All lives have to matter. Otherwise, yours doesn't. Yours don't. You know, we're all tied. And it makes the argument hollow and fake and hypocritical. And you cannot get traction that way. You know, I'm seeing this in a bigger picture.
No, you know, you bring everything you're saying back down and you look at how whoever or whatever it is, Satan, that's. But it was even as I was 23 years old, so that's 40 some odd years ago, it had started. And it started when you take the competition out of Little League. Everybody has to play one inning or two innings. Then it went from there to everybody gets a trophy, whether they do anything or not. They get a trophy because they showed up.
Mm-hmm.
They started taking the competition, sucking the competition out of everything, where if you are competitive and you win, then you're bad because you won.
Yeah.
What?
But it's by design. Yeah. The only thing that you're allowed to be competitive in is sports, professional or college, or maybe high school at this point, but anything below that. Only a certain amount of people are allowed to be competitive. But how many stories have we heard about fixed and rigged and this and that and doping and this? So it's all fake. You know, we all get involved with our team and we have the tribal mentality of our tribe versus your tribe because it gives us something that we can concentrate on and not pay attention and do the work to be productive. It takes work. You have to fail to succeed. It doesn't feel good, but I'm not going to pawn it off on somebody else. I made a bad choice at some point, or I didn't work hard enough, or I shouldn't have been doing it. You know what I mean? I shouldn't have been doing it at all, but I'm going to take responsibility for it. That's where we've gone off the track. It's somebody else's fault. My grandmother would be spinning around in her grave if I decided, well, I'm black, I just can't do it. Just give me something. My mom and dad would be spinning around. This is what they want. They want the government to take care of you. They want the government to control you. They want the government, do you understand that part of, was it NDNA, some of those government pieces of legislation, the president can actually decide in a time of emergency what you do as a job, that you can have the government decide from the time you're born. Well, you need to be a farmer.
This is all in Agenda 21.
It's all like a jigsaw puzzle. They pass it in little pieces and little bites so you don't see it. But you don't want someone to decide whether or not you're going to be an artist or a doctor or a painter. You should get to decide that. But these people now, I mean, on the way in, on the radio, there was a Neil Bortz did some sort of spiel where he was talking about the First Amendment. And anybody who's in the 60s or and above, I think it's like 20% thinks the government should control your speech. And it's up to 40% in the millennial group. Double. That's the people who've gone through Common Core, who, what you just described, get a present for just showing up, who feel microaggressed against. I mean, we've gone backwards. So all of this Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, whatever, this rhetoric, what it's managed to do is segregate people again. So we've gone from my mom having to try on clothes, not being able to try on clothes, not be able to go through the front door when she lived in Asheville as a child, to a separate dorm for black people in the University of Connecticut. I think we went backwards. Well, I'm not. And as long as people like us are here, we need to speak up and call it out for the stupidity that it is and the fact that it's a fake reality. It's your perception. You can perceive being slighted all day if you want to, or you can, you know, put on your boots and wade through it and do something with your life. It doesn't matter what color you are. It matters that you have the ability, the mindset, and the will to get it done. And there's more of us who think that way than the people who want to be taken care of and who want to be victims 24/7. It's time for people to make a decision. I personally think in this election cycle, we're starting to see people who are done with this on the Republican side. Democrat, I don't know. We'll have to see how that works out. But I just don't subscribe to 95% of my taxes being used for something to indoctrinate somebody.
The fact is, if you took all of what Sanders has said and you taxed everybody to the 95, it's still not enough to pay for his stupid programs. I mean, he's playing to the dumbed down that want free.
And there's a lot of them because it's Common Core mindset of, you know, 1 + 1 = 5 because I say it is, because I think it is. It's this alternate reality, but it's not reality. You cannot run life like that. You cannot be taken care of. This is how they're going to take care of you. Vaccinate you till the cows come home. Put you in a job that you are supposedly fit for. You're going to be in a dark house because of, global warming. You're going to be sitting in the dark in the cold. And then when you get to be about 55 and, you know, God forbid you get sick, they're going to pull a plug on you and go next. That's the reality you're looking for. You might be able to play a few video games in the meantime so you can distract yourself. But what kind of existence is that? And I want to send people to a website called Dr. Rima Truth Reports, DrRimaTruth Reports.com. There's something called an advanced vaccine directive, and it's a card that you can actually purchase that you can present if someone tries to vaccinate you. And especially in a hospital setting or in a setting where they're trying to force you, this is your get out of jail free card. You should read about it. You should go on the video, watch the video, and start making moves to protect yourself.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think I'll have to buy one myself. So I guess we're coming to the end of the show. It was all over the place today, but that's what life is right now. You have to, you know, protect yourself on all fronts. You have to decide that you're worthy, that you want to be the controller of your destiny, not the government, not the politicians, and certainly not the media. They've been exposed. This is, if one thing I have to think of Donald Trump, thank him for, is exposing the media, exposing the powers that be. They're so pathetic. And if you didn't think this before, you'd have to know now. They don't care what you think. They think that they can control the narrative. They think they know more than they can predict what you're going to do. I love the fact that Hillary Clinton is counting on the South for all the black votes. She's not even in the South anymore. So she basically used black people and she's gone to something else because she knows it's in the bag. I would hope that everybody would start voting their interest and not their identity or their sex or their reproductive organs, but really what suits them and their family. I think we would get a really different result than what everybody's expecting if people did that. On that note, thank you for listening to Medicine on Call, and I hope you have a wonderful week.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.